Yes, good morning to you again. Bless you in Jesus' name this morning. This is Daniel King again with the Daily Inspiration. Just like to share more about that thought about Peter there when Jesus insisted that they make sure that they have a sword with them at that moment. It does say, just quick look this up here, it does say in Luke 22, when he asked them if they have a sword, he's saying, you remember when I sent you out earlier, he had sent them out for a couple of days, and he asked him if they lacked anything. And he had told them not to have anything, not to take anything with them. And they said, no, they didn't lack anything. Everything was provided. But he said, but now, he that hath a purse, let him take it. And likewise his scrip, he that hath no sword, let him sell his garment and buy one. So it appears like Jesus was making an exception here. You know, he realized that he was overriding what he said earlier, but the reason he said, and then it explains why, it says in verse 37, for I say unto you that this that is written must yet be accomplished in me. And then he quotes what was written in Isaiah 53, verse 12, and he was reckoned among the transgressors, for the things concerning me have an end. So, what I see there is the fact that the verse there, I've always taken that to mean that Jesus was numbered among the transgressors, that at the end he was surrounded. In other words, he was taken by the Gentiles. He was taken by the Jews. He was taken by his enemies. And I just thought that's what that verse is saying. He was numbered among them. He was numbered among those that were not his friends. And there's two places in the Gospels where it says that. The one is here as an explanation of why Peter was supposed to have a sword. The other place is where it says where Pilate put the note on top of Jesus while he was being crucified that read, "This is the King of the Jews." And that also there it says that that scripture was being fulfilled, that he was numbered among the transgressors. And so in both cases there, you can clearly see the one with the note, it would indicate that Jesus, if you just think about what the note said, it said that he is the King of the Jews. And yet here these Jews were the very ones who were crucifying them, and he was not afraid to be their king. And so I feel like that note was a prophecy of Jesus not being afraid to be the king of his own people. And then the other place here, where back to what I shared yesterday about Peter, I believe that it was actually saying there in Isaiah that he was reckoned among transgressors, is that it was Peter here who was the transgressor. And it just brings a whole new light to things to think about it, because it said that he was reckoned or numbered, and that means that he was, that would give the thought that some of his teammates were transgressors. He was counted with the transgressors, meaning he was among them. And so I believe that's what that's saying, and I believe that Jesus wanted Peter to see his own heart, and that's why he gave him the sword. And I also believe that when Peter struck the the high priest servant there, or the whoever he struck there, I believe he was actually going to take his head off. I don't think he just, you know, if you think about it, if he just reached in there and was going to cut the ear off, he, you know, you don't just swing or you hit the shoulder. I believe that he was going for the neck, and the person probably ducked his head to the side, and then Peter just caught his ear with his sword. And so I do believe that it was in the heart of Peter to go all the way. I don't think he wanted to. I don't think he would have admitted to that. But at a moment of crisis, at a moment when he was put under pressure, what was in his heart came out. And here we have Jesus actually assisting that. We don't have Jesus trying to calm Peter down, but we actually have him make sure he has a sword. And so that's been quite a thought there for me to process, because now all of a sudden, where does that put us? You know, where does that put us? Knowing that we serve a master whose goal it is to bring the hidden things of our heart out to the surface. And then it also says in Luke 8, it says that there's nothing hid that will not be made manifest. Let me just quick turn to that. Luke 8:17 says, "For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither is there anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad." So that is just an example of the God that we serve. And then I also saw back here in Hebrews 2, Hebrews 2, verse 10, it says, "For it became him for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons into glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through suffering. For both he that sanctifieth and they that are sanctified are all one, for which cause he is not ashamed to call them brethren." And, you know, even though Peter had that evil in his heart, Jesus was not ashamed to be numbered among him. He was not ashamed to be reckoned among him, because he knew that Peter is in the sanctifying process. And he knew that the sooner that that comes out, the sooner that Peter can deal with it. Because it says, bringing many sons unto glory. I believe that as we walk, if we have a testimony of having entered into the kingdom, we need to be aware that it is the passion of Jesus Christ to bring his sons unto glory, meaning that not all are yet at glory. In other words, not all are yet made perfect, just like Peter. Some sons still have things in their hearts that need to be made manifest and to be made brought to the surface. And then it says the captain of their salvation, perfect through sufferings. And it is suffering that brings those things out. It was the suffering that Peter faced there. It was a traumatic experience to have Peter sell basically his life to this man. And here, this man was just about to be taken captive. And it was a terrifying moment for Peter, because it was, this foundation was being swept out from underneath him. He thought this man was going to raise up a kingdom, this man that he was following. And all of a sudden, this man was about to be taken captive. And right at that moment was a moment of suffering for Peter. And he responded against the teachings of Jesus that has been taught him for 3 years. But Jesus was not ashamed to stand with him. In other words, even in the front of his enemies, Jesus was not ashamed to call Peter his own, and to call Peter his friend, and to call Peter his brother. And that was just such a blessing to me, to see that in Jesus Christ. And given the fact that we are, given the fact that we are followers of Jesus Christ, and we need to put on the image of Christ, it also means that we need to walk that same way with our brothers. In the same way Jesus had patience with Peter, I believe it is God's will for us to have patience in that same way one with another. So that was blessing and a comfort to me that we serve a God of that nature. May the Lord bless you.